Alan, it's still on the minds of many of the escaped prisoners at Dannemora. They are believed to be in a contained area. More than 500 officers are involved in the search. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, this is the story which everybody is concerned with, because these guys could be anywhere. You know, to me, the big story here is, if you're going to think about how, in great detail, you jump out of a prison and you worm your way out and come out through a manhole cover, well, then there's got to be somebody on the other side. We are hearing in published reports that the woman who allegedly, and I do mean allegedly because nothing has been proven, had a panic attack, who was helping them, and did not show up to get them out of there. Which, of course, would have been the end, because, you know, you can be inside a prison or you can still be in prison in terms of, you know, this law enforcement apparatus that can go after you with bloodhounds and everything else. So if, in fact, that is what's happened and they're in the vicinity, they'll get caught. I think there's no doubt that they're going to get caught anyway. But, as I have said before, think about Whitey Bulger. Now, he had some of these FBI insiders helping him in the beginning. But it seems to me that it took an awful long time to get them. And this is, it's still possible, although with the tools that law enforcement have now, it seems clear that they'll get them, and they'll get them probably pretty quickly.
In media news, Rupert Murdoch, head of News Corp, looks like he's readying to hand the operation over to his son, James. What changes do you think that could be for one of the largest news organizations in the entire world?
Well, look, blood is thicker than water. There have been all kinds of family drama within that family. Some are in, some are out. Nevertheless, in the end, Rupert is going to take care of both of his boys, and that is exactly what is happening right now. Whether there's a philosophical difference between them, my guess is that there are some real philosophical differences. And that the innate conservatism of a Rupert Murdoch probably is passed down to his kids. On the other hand, anybody who has children knows that there are differences between Papa and Mama and their children, and my bet is that there will be differences. As Murdoch's conservatism is foremost in the minds of most, there have been signs in the past that there's some dissonance between the father and the kids. But when you take a look at the mess that they got themselves into in England, and the idea that they had to discontinue one of their major newspapers and that they had to shamefacedly walk before committees and say that they had done wrong, it's funny how the memory of individuals, of all of us, is so short that what once looked like an inescapable conundrum for them has now turned into, what was that? I think something happened. Didn't something happen with those guys? But in fact, it's a whole new ballgame.